CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text on the RSGB Zone website. Good morning, it's Sunday the 26th of October 2014. This is GB2RS News. The latest headlines, last GB2RS was propagation stalwart. Ofcom amateur licence review closes Falkland Islands World War I commemoration. This week the RSGB says thank you and farewell to one of the stalwart members of the GB2RS team. Neil G0CAS have been preparing the solar report for the weekly GB2RS scripts for 20 years, and this week is his final report. The RSGB would like to thank Neil and Martin, G3USF, who fills in if Neil is unavailable, for his many years of service to the amateur radio community. He has prepared something like 1,000 solar reports during that time, which have been appreciated by amateurs around the world. The Propagation Studies Committee will be taking over the role from next week's script. Ofcom's consultation on proposed changes to the amateur radio licence concluded last Monday, the 20th of October, many thanks to the 2,000 plus people who responded. Ofcom will be publishing the responses in due course, and a statement about the changes to be introduced is expected at the end of November. The response submitted by the RSGB is available from the website www.rsgb.org/licence-review. The RAF Amateur Radio Society, G8FC, is sending an expedition to the Falkland Islands and will be operating from the Joint Services Welfare Facility Amateur Radio Station using the SES calls GP8RAF/100 and VP8FIR/100. This is to coincide with the 100th anniversary of the Battle of Falklands in World War I on the 8th of December. The station should be active from the 5th to the 9th of December, and other VP8 stations should also be active during this period, including VP8LP/100. All VP8 stations will be able to use the suffix /100 between the 1st of November and the 15th of December 2014. Exam secretaries and invigilators can now download checklists to help ensure consistency of exam provision between exam centres, which helps to ensure that essential requirements don't get forgotten or overlooked. They're available from the exam forms section of the RSGB website and all print on a single side of A4 paper. The Training and Education Committee welcomes feedback on the checklists and or suggestions for similar aids for any other aspects of the training and exam system via tech.chair@rsgb.org.uk. The Manfred Memorial Moon Mission was launched into space on the 23rd of October, carrying an amateur radio payload with a WSJT, JT65B145.980 MHz beacon. The first telemetry from the JT65B beacon was received at 1918 UTC on that day. Radio amateurs are encouraged to receive and report signals. Details on how to hear the beacon you can find at http://moon.luckspace.lu/receiving-figure4m. The Radio Communications Foundation is pleased to announce two new volunteer appointments that will fulfil its quality management requirements. Dave Wilson, M0OBW, is appointed RCE Quality Assurance Manager, and Ian Shepherd, G4EVK, is appointed RCE Standards Manager. The full terms of reference of these new posts, which replace the former quality manager role, can be found on the RCF website. The RCF would like to congratulate Dave Wilson and Ian Shepherd on their appointments to these important roles. The development and assurance of robust and clear procedures are critical for the harmonious running and probity of the RCE. Ofcom has confirmed the call sign GB1SS, Sugar Sugar, will be made available for issue to UK astronauts who wish to operate from the ISS. After a gap of 24 years, it looks as though two more UK astronauts may be flying to the International Space Station in 2015. In September, in fact, Sarah Brightman hopes to become the second UK astronaut flying on a 10-day mission, and Tim Peake hopes to go to the ISS in November 2015. There's still time to apply for a place on the RSGB Youth Committee. Details are on the committee's section of the RSGB website. Applicants must be under 26 and be members of the society. That includes junior and student members. Applications should be sent to the general manager via gm.dept@rsgb.org.uk no later than the 31st of October. The ARRL has announced that the operation of E30 Fox Bravo from Eritrea, sponsored by the Foundation for Global Children, that took place from the 17th to the 22nd of September, has been approved for DXCC credit. Details now of rallies and events in the coming weeks. The 24th Great Northern Hamfest takes place today, 26th of October in Barnsley, Premier Leisure Complex, Queen's Road, Barnsley, Sugar 71, 1 AN, or follow the Brown Metrodome sites. Doors open 10:30, there'll be trade stands, special interest groups in attendance. More from Ernie, G4LUE, 07984191873. The North Wales Rally will take place today, 26th in Abergele Leisure Centre, Fainall Avenue, Abergele, Conwy, LL22 7HT. Doors open 10 AM to 4 PM, entry £4.50. There'll be trade stands, bring and buy information from Gordon, MW0GBR, email mw0gbr@ymail.com. The Chelmsford Ideas Festival runs until the 2nd of November. Amongst the highlights is a talk by Professor Marconi, the grandson of Marconi, Jim, 2E0RMI and Pete, M0PSX, who will be giving presentations in the Ideas Hub on the world of amateur radio, 10 AM till 4 PM on Friday the 31st of October. The No Rally is taking place next weekend, the 1st and 2nd of November. The next rally in the calendar is the 9th of November, when the West London Radio and Electronics Show takes place at Kempton Park Racecourse. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom, or on the website, please email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for news of special events, GB0 GMT will be on the air today the 26th, commemorating the start of GMT. Transmitting from Mount St Bernard's Abbey, Colville, Leicestershire, the station will be mainly operating 40 metres SSB around 71.760 MHz and 20 metres. Oh, I see, that's three different frequencies. So that's 40 metres SSB, around 71.760 MHz and 20 metres. So, good. Listen out on the 1st of November for K6 Sugar, that will be operating from the North Bay Science Day at Santa Rosa in California. K6S plans to operate 1700 to 2300 UTC. QSL is directed on the air. Look out for OL90OK from the 1st to the 15th of November, commemorating the 90th anniversary of the first amateur radio contact in the Czech Republic, which took place on the 8th of November 1924. Now for DX News, a team of operators from Poland will be active as VK9XSP from Christmas Island, IOTA reference OC001, until the 31st of October. Operations on the 6 to 160 metre bands using CWSSB and RTTY, with 2 to 3 stations on the air 24 hours a day, QSL's SB6EQZ. DG1BH is operating stroke 5B from Cyprus, AS004, and will be there until the 9th of November. Activity will be QRP Holiday Star using a Fox Tango 817 on 20 metres using PSK and some SSB, QSL Home Call, Direct or Bureau. All off G0CKV will be active holiday style as 3 Bravo 8 Hotel Alpha from Mauritius Island, AF049, until the 12th or 13th of November. 5 Radio 8 Mike will operate from Nosy B, Madagascar, AF057, until the 3rd of November. They'll operate at RTTY, SSB and CW all bands with 4 stations around the clock. They'll be active in the CQ Worldwide DX SSB contest as 5 Radio 8 Charlie, QSL IK2VUC, Director Bureau and LOTW. George GM0IIO will be active as 8 Quebec 7 Oscar from the Maldives, AS013 from the 29th of October to the 11th of November. He'll operate CW and SSB, 10 to 80 metre bands, QSL GM0IIO direct only. KG4WV, KG4DY will be active from Guantanamo Bay, NA015 from the 30th of October. They'll operate mostly SSB with some RTTY and PSK on all bands. Contest news, the CQ Worldwide SSB contest ends its 48-hour run on the 1.8 to 28 megs bands at 23.59 UTC today, the 26th. The exchange's signal report and zone, which for the UK is 14. On Tuesday, the 15 MHz UK activity contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also Tuesday, the same time, the SHF UK activity contest takes place, using 2.3 to 8 gigs bands and all modes, the exchange is also signal report, serial number and locator. The International Police Association Radio Club contest runs from 0600 to 1000 UTC and 1400 to 1800 UTC on the 1st of November for the CW leg and the 2nd of November for the SSB leg. Full details, www.iparc.de. 42nd Marconi Memorial VHF contest takes place 1st and 2nd of November, 1400 to 1400 UTC, using CW only on the 2-metre band only, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Here now is the solar factual data for the period from Friday the 17th to Thursday the 23rd of October, compiled by Neil Clark, G0CAS, on Friday the 24th of October. As forecast, a large complex sunspot group rotated into view at the start of the period. This is the largest sunspot group since 1989. It had produced large solar flares several days before it rotated into view. Solar activity increased to moderate levels on most days and high on the 19th, 20th and 22nd. In total, 11 M-class and 2 X-class solar flares took place that produced sudden ionospheric disturbances on the daylight side of the Earth, and some were associated with coronal mass ejections, but none as yet were Earth-directed. Solar flux levels increased much higher than expected, an increase from 146 units on the 17th to 227 by the 23rd. The 90-day solar average on the 23rd was 138 units, which is 7 units up on last week. X-ray flux levels varied little day-to-day, but averaged C1 units. Geomagnetic activity started at quiet levels, but increased on the 20th due to a recurring coronal hole. This disturbance lasted till late on the 22nd. The most disturbed day was the 20th, with an AP index of 26 units, and the average was AP 13 units. Solar wind data from the ACE spacecraft saw solar wind speeds increase from 400 to 680 kilometres per second. Particle densities were low, except for an increase to 23 particles per cubic centimetre on the 18th. BZ varied between minus 10 and plus 8 nanoteslas during the disturbance. Aurora and auroral E took place for some UK operators on the evening of the 20th, and there was a somewhat confused unseasonal 6-metre sporadic E to southeast Europe on the morning of the 22nd. Also, the French Guiana 6-metre beacon was reported in southwest England on the 23rd. Solar forecasts now for the coming week: a very large complex sunspot region is expected to remain in view until next weekend. This week, solar activity is expected to be moderate to high. M-class solar flares are possible on some days, with a slight chance of an X-class flare taking place. Solar flux levels should be around the 230s at first, but then decline as the sunspot group rotates out of view. Geomagnetic activity is expected to be at a quiet levels, however. A warning: with a large sunspot group having rotated into the western solar hemisphere, any coronal mass ejection stands a much better chance of heading towards Earth. If that happens, then activity would increase. It's exactly 20 years ago that Neil G0CAS first started compiling this solar reporter for GB2RS, and this will be his last report. He'd like to thank everybody for their support during this time: the staff of RSGBHQ and the GB2RS newsreader Martin, G3USF, for standing in whilst he was not available, and finally to all listeners who it is hoped found the reports interesting and informative. Neil says, "Whatever band you work, I wish you the best of DX and best 73s, unquote. And that's it for another week from the propagation team, and that's it from me for another week. Until today, I have been reading the local news for the UK Midlands, but I don't believe that this information is still required or being retransmitted over repeaters. So From this week I shall cease to do so. If, on the other hand, anybody does care to contact me and tell me that they still want the service, then I'll gladly provide it and put it back. Thank you.